I couldn't be blamed. Once out on the porch, I turned around, sat down, and stared at him through the screen. I beamed him looks of deepest tragedy and betrayal. He noticed.
Are you gonna sit there all night, staring at me through the screen door?
I might, yes, I sure might.
Well, enjoy yourself, 'cause I'm going to bed. Oh, and don't worry. Stubtail will be joining you just as soon as I flush him out from under my bed. Nighty night.
He left. 2 minutes later, he returned with Stubtail and tossed him out with me in the Creole Cool World. Cold, cruel world, I should say, although it wasn't actually cold, this being... never mind. Grover landed on the porch beside me. He avoided my gaze and curled up into a little ball.
Well, I see you got thrown out. What did you do this time?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. I was just hiding under the bed and minding my own business, and the next thing I knew, Slim threw me out.
Was it possible that you were shedding hairs under his bed?
Well, I don't think so. I wasn't trying to shed any hairs.
Yes. This is sounding very familiar, Drover, for you see, I was thrown out on the same phony charge.
You were?
Yes. I was minding my own business and hacking at a flea when Slim blundered in and accused me of shedding hairs. Maybe I hacked off a hair or two, but that's no reason for throwing us out.
It's not fair. I thought he was our friend.
Yes, and some friend he turned out to be. Our friendship collapsed under the weight of two or three measly dog hairs. Maybe we should run away, Drover. Just pack our bags and disappear into the night. That might teach him a lesson on how to treat his loyal dogs, the cad.
Yeah, but then we'd have to leave.
Well, yes, of course we'd have to leave. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but it's awful dark. And you know how I am about the dark.
I beamed him with a scorching glare. This is a matter of principle, Drover. Are you gonna let your irrational fear of the dark stand in the way of our search for justice?
How far would we have to go?
We'd have to go. I'm not sure. I guess that would depend on how badly our feelings are hurt over this deal. I'm pretty outraged. Maybe we ought to go, say 20 or 25 miles.
In the dark?
Of course, in the dark, unless you want to carry a flashlight in your mouth.